Okay, we're going to do a piece in Meshivas Nefesh, the second half of Meshivas Nefesh, called Madura Basra, and it's piece Os Chet. Le'inin Kitzadan Hashem Shmit Karvin La'avodas Hashem Yitzbarach V'achar Kach Mitrachakim. Right, sometimes there's somebody who comes close to Hashem, there's somebody who starts being a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, they start trying a little bit harder, but then they fall away from it. Or we mechazik ourselves for a little bit in an inyan, and then we again fall down in that same inyan. Afa Pikein, Rabbi Nachman said, Gam hait karvush lefisha yakar gam kin b'nei Hashem isbarach. Even so, that time of closeness we had with Hashem, even if it was a very, very, very short time, afa pisha achar kach nase mash nase chas v'sham. And even though afterwards, we fell from the place where we were, we were only able to elevate ourselves for a short while. We were only able to follow this mitzvah, or follow this halacha for a little bit. And then we became a little bit more distant again. We started to struggle again. We weren't able to follow through. Nachman says it's so important that we remember and we mechazik ourselves that this moment that we served Hashem, it's still valuable. It doesn't take away from it. Right? Sometimes it's like, oh, if you really changed, if that really affected you, so then you wouldn't have messed up the next day. So then you would have showed up the next day to daven. So you wouldn't. It doesn't have to be the case. It doesn't have to be the case. It could be that a person was inspired. It could be that a person had true words, a true diburim with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet they still struggled the next day. And yet they still struggled 5 minutes later. That doesn't take away from those 5 minutes of being connected to Hashem. It doesn't mean they weren't genuine. It doesn't mean they weren't real. It doesn't mean that they won't last forever. They do last forever. Any mitzvah, any attempt that we make to try and come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchias. Right, this famous story with Rav Kook and Ben Yehuda, that Ben Yehuda came to Rav Kook. You'd come to him sometimes to ask him some grammatical questions from the Hebrew language. And as Ben Yehuda was leaving one time, Rav Kook called him and says, no, Ben Yehuda, isn't it time to do tshuva? So he answers Rav Kook, maybe soon. We'll see, you know. And he leaves. And the story goes that Ben Yehuda died that night. And Rav Kook said, don't you see that this was a hirhuri tshuva? The Gemara says that a person who gives kasuba on condition that it becomes righteous. So the Gemara says that the person is considered as if they're married to the spouse. Right? They take a kasuba, they take a marriage document, they send it with a shaliach, and the shaliach goes and brings it to this prospective wife. And in the kasuba, the condition is that this man becomes a tzaddik, and then they will be married. The ruling is they're married. Because the fact that the man even had a thought of doing tshuva means he's already on the derech, he's already on the process of doing tshuva. And that's a thought. All the more so in action. It's true by thoughts, but all the more so in action. We do something positive. Right? We start to try and work on ourselves a little bit. Even if we fail 5 minutes later. And it happens. It happens a lot. Sometimes we have to fail a lot before we can actually succeed. It's not like only the last time when we actually prevail and we don't fall again. That's what Hashem loves, right? Wow. You say, I'm going to get up. A person's going to daven every day. Or they're going to start saying Tehillim, right? And they stay down for one day and then they forget for the next week. Or they get up for shachars and they miss the next week. Right? And again, for years already. So is it only when that person finally prevails and they start going on a regular basis, that's when Hashem is nachas? No. Hashem sees every single effort that person makes. Every single time a person made an effort to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the next day, even the next minute, they then fell from that effort, does not speak Lashon Hara, right? Wow, you have such a juicy piece of something I want to share. It's funny. It's a great joke. But it's gonna make someone else feel bad. And I prevent myself from saying it. 5 minutes later I mess up. Rabbi Nachman says that we have to remind ourselves that even that short time, that one or two times when we push ourselves not to say those words, even though we later said it, even though we later fell, those times of hiskarvus are so precious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those moments of closeness. We pushed off our will for Hashem's will, those are forever. Those go on the fridge forever. Those are forever framed. There's no buts, there's no commas, full stop. That is forever. So Bezat Hashem, we should be zocha to see all the positivity that we are performing in our lives, all the positive thoughts, all the positive actions. And not only focus on the negative and what we need to improve, but also focus on that which we are already doing or that which we have already done. And realize that those things are extremely precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at times we're not consistently able to push off the Yitzhara. Right? When I'm not able to never say Lashon Hara again. I'm not able to never struggle with Kavan again. But one time, is a very, very lofty thing. Even if I just get a few words out of my Shemona Esrei with Kavana before I start losing consciousness, I start losing concentration again. It's a lofty thing. It lasts forever. The Yetzer Hara really tries to get us to devaluate our efforts, right? What's the big deal? Okay, very good. You did good for 5 minutes, but right after you ended up messing up. You pushed off the taiba for another 10, 20 minutes, but then you fell into the end. You didn't want to eat that, right? And you said you weren't going to eat that. And you didn't eat it at first, but then you ended up eating it. So what does it matter? What's the difference? The answer is it does make a difference. It does make a difference. Because, you know, we're not perfect human beings. And Hashem doesn't ask us. He never asks us to be perfect today. But we could try and be a little bit better, right? So maybe we'll be able to push it off a little bit. We're able to show a little bit more self-control than we've had in the past. Right? A little bit more. We're heading in the right direction. That's something to be besimcha about. So Rabbi Nachman said a little bit's also good. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed. I can't never, you know, sleep in again. I sleep late again. To have to go every day to mint. I can't always dress this way. I can't always act this way. I can't do it. And because I can't do it forever, I can't always do it. So I let that overtake me. I don't even try and do it sometimes. Right? I don't even try and be mechazik myself sometimes. Because I know that it's not going to be permanent. It's not going to be consistent. It's mamish the Yetzer Hara. It's mamish the Yetzer Hara trying to get us. If you can't always do it, so don't ever do it. That's where is that? Where is that a thing? Since when is that emes? Right? Of course we have to strive to be more consistent. Of course we have to strive to be better. But just because we're not perfect right now, we shouldn't try and be a little bit better? Of course we should try a little bit better. There's an amazing story about Rebbe Tzimachlis. And if you know anything about Reb Tzimachlis or Rav Machlis, it's an amazing story. It puts a lot in perspective, which is Reb Tzimachlis, when she was younger, so she didn't, I think this was before she was married, I think she was a teenager at the time, she was watching TV, and she enjoyed watching TV, and she didn't really want to give that up yet, but she felt like maybe it wasn't the best thing she could be doing with her time, maybe it wasn't, it wasn't necessarily something that brought her closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So she said for every minute that she watched the TV, she was going to say Tehillim. Right? What an unbelievable thing. Not ready to give up TV yet. Let's be real. Maybe it's not the best thing for her right now, she said. Maybe it's not the best thing. But I could work a little bit harder, right? To at least, when I'm involved in it, so at least I'll dedicate that at least that amount of time to saying Tehillim every day. What a gevaldik mindset, right? Being understanding of where we are, that we're not perfect. Being understanding that we're human beings, that we struggle, that it takes time before we can consistently, right, bring something into our habits, right? Until we can consistently do something. That takes time, takes effort, takes failing many times and falling and getting up and trying again and falling again. And if we just look at the final product, so then it's kind of demoralizing the whole way, the whole journey there. We're demoralized. We're not. We look at the whole journey and it's like, too bad it took me so long. Versus no. Look how many times I didn't give up. Look how many times I kept trying. I kept believing that this is an important value. So I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to keep trying to bring this value within myself. And any moment of my life, when I show a little bit more care, a little bit more presence of God in my life, that's already positive, even if it isn't something I'm able to do on a consistent basis for the rest of my life. A few minutes? Amazing. Because that mitzvah is eternal. As all mitzvahs are eternal. So even a minute, even a second, a person does something positive, even if afterwards they're doing something that's in total seemingly contradiction to the mitzvah we just did. That mitzvah stands up for us forever. It's nitzchias. Reminds me of a Torah, but the Torah from the beginning of Sabbath Rivash, and I believe in the beginning of Kesar Shem Tov, where the Baal Shem Tov interprets the Mishnah of Havei Zahir Ke Mitzvah Kala kibbe mitzvah chamura, right? That a person should be careful by what's referred to as a light mitzvah, as careful by a light mitzvah as we would be by a heavy mitzvah. Meaning a mitzvah that's a little bit easier. We should be careful with a mitzvah that's a little bit easier, as careful as we would be with a mitzvah that's a little bit more difficult. Because the Baal Shem Tov says the lashon zahir doesn't just mean to be careful; it's also from the lashon of zohar, because it illuminates. Also, a little mitzvah illuminates. What we refer to, and people refer to, it's a little mitzvah, it's not such a big deal. Everyone does that. Everyone does that. It's not so hard. Have a zahir. We don't have any comprehension of the illumination we can bring to our neshamas, to the world at large, by just doing a small mitzvah. A small mitzvah. So Hashem should help us do many more small mitzvahs, and to try, and the best of our ability, bring these mitzvahs into our life on a regular basis. Thank you so much for joining us.